Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, text number 30. Atavisat Sva Bhavanan Sarvakaman Anutamam Prasada Yatra Patninam Sahasrani Cha Sodasa Atavishat Sva Bhavanam Sarvakam Anutamam Prasad Had Yatra Patninam Sahasrani Jasodasa Atavishat Sva Bhavanam Sarvakamam Anuptamam Prasadha Jatra Patinam Sahasrani Chasodasa Atavisatsva Bhavanam Sarvakamam Anuptamam Prasadha Jatra Patinam Sahasrani Chasodasa Yatra Patina Sahasrani Chasodasa Atavishat Sabhavana Sarvakama Anutamam Sada Yatra Patina Sahasrani Chasodasa Tatha. Thereafter. Avisat. Entered. Subhavanam. Personal palaces. Sarva. All. Kamam. Desires. Anutamam. Perfect to the fullest extent. Prasada. Palaces. Yatra. Where. Patinam. Of the wives numbering. Sahasrani. Thousands. Ta. Over and above. Sodasa. 16. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thereafter, the Lord entered His palaces, which were perfect to the fullest extent. His wives lived in them, and they numbered over 16,000. Purport. Lord Krishna had 16,108 wives, and for each and every one of them, there was a fully equipped palace complete with necessary compounds and gardens. The full description of these palaces is given in the 10th canto. All the palaces were made of the best marble stone. They were illuminated by jewels and decorated by curtains and carpets of velvet and silk, nicely bedecked and embroidered with gold lace. The personality of Godhead means one who is full with all power, all energy, all opulences, all beauties, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Therefore, in the palaces of the Lord, there was nothing wanting for fulfilling all desires of the Lord. The Lord is unlimited, and therefore His desires are also unlimited, and the supply is also unlimited. Everything being unlimited, it is concisely described here as sarvakamam, or full with all desirable equipment. Om Gyanatvanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshram Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kurtu Vajalang Bangam Langhayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Shigurum Dinadaranam Vancha Kalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse is describing some of the opulence of Krishna. One of His opulences is wealth, very wealthy. So He had these 16,108 wives, and for each of them, He had a nice big palace with gardens and ponds, and very beautiful. And also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that there was 900,000 royal palaces besides this. So it's very opulent, you know, Dwarka, extremely opulent. And Narada Muni is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he went to Dwarka to observe the pastimes of Krishna in Dwarka. So he went into one palace, and Krishna, as soon as he saw Narada Muni, he stood and he respected Narada Muni. He paid obeisances to him, and then he washed his feet. So here's God. So Narada Muni could understand that Krishna, he's playing this role of a kshatriya. And Narada Muni, he's a brahmana, so he's playing this role. So then he asked Narada Muni, "Is there anything I can do for you?" So Narada Muni said, "Please give me the strength, the power to always remember you." Now, he could have gotten a lot of other things if he wanted. But this is all he prayed for. Please give me the strength to always remember you. Smartavya saratang vishnur, vishnartavya najatuchit. That there's so many instructions in the Vedas. Thousands and thousands, not millions. But of all of them, these two are the most important. To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Very important. So Narada Muni, he was going to all these different palaces, and Krishna was doing so many different things in all these different palaces. And at each palace that Narada Muni would go to, Krishna would greet him as though he hadn't seen him yet. So one place, Krishna, he was sword fighting. He was practicing sword fighting. Another place, he was riding chariots and riding horses and so many things. One place, he went to Rukmini's place, and Krishna, he was playing dice. Of course, he wasn't gambling, but... So Narada Muni was amazed to see Krishna engaged in all these different activities. And Narada Muni also, he actually goes all over the universes preaching the glories of Krishna. We also go around in universes. Bit of a different mentality. Yeah? We're trying to enjoy this material world, trying to fulfill our desires. As Prabhupada says, we're traveling around the universes trying to fulfill these damn desires. These material desires, these horrible material desires. In Japan, there's a saying that everybody has three different faces. We have a face for our friends and family. We have a face that shows that we show to the public. And then we have a face that we don't show to anyone. And also, that's the face of our contamination. We don't want anybody to see that face, the face of contamination. So fortunately, we're in this process where we could purify this ugly face that has so much contamination, so much impurity. And by hearing these glories of Krishna, then we get this purification. So Narada Muni, he prayed for this power, that he can always remember Krishna. So this is another opulence of Krishna. He's very, very powerful. Extremely powerful. He's so powerful that he can give us the power that we can always remember him. That's a lot of power, because the conditioned souls in this material world are so contaminated, but he can purify us to the point that we can always remember Krishna. And this is the goal. This is the ultimate goal, to always remember Krishna. So, unfortunately, people throughout the world, they're wasting this very valuable human form of life. Natevatu svartha katinghi vishnu darasaya bahirathamanya. People don't know what is valuable. They don't know that what is most valuable is to think of Krishna, to serve Krishna. This is very, very valuable. But what are they thinking is very valuable? Sense gratification. Very, very valuable. To get as much sense gratification as they can. And therefore they're blind. And they're being led, unfortunately, by other blind people. All over the world, the leaders are also blind. Unfortunately, people are wasting this human form of life. As Amarendra Prabhu nicely said at his offering to Prabhupada recently, he said, this life is just a speck of dust and the wind of eternal time. Nice little statement. I asked him, where did you get that from? He said, it just came up. He's a bit of a poet, you know. We have a lawyer that's a poet. So this body is like that. It's just, we're just here a moment, short time, and the wind of eternal time. But people are wasting it so much, wasting it in so many ways. So we're fortunate we have this guidance of the Srimad Bhagavatam, guidance of the pure devotee, so that we can get purified of this contamination. Now here in the purport, Prabhupada makes an interesting statement. He says, the Lord is unlimited, and therefore His desires are also unlimited. So Krishna also has unlimited desires. We also have unlimited desires. Some of them are material, and some of them are spiritual. So we're trying to get free of these material desires and develop these spiritual desires, which are very pleasing to Krishna. If we're filled with spiritual desire, then our desire will be just to serve Krishna. How nice that will be, huh? How nice it'll be when we're always thinking of Krishna, when we become pure devotees of Krishna. Something to look forward to. Huh? And it's possible. It's actually unnatural for us to be impure because we're part of Krishna. So it's natural that we're also pure. Just like here in America, it's natural for a citizen to be a good citizen. But due to contamination, they commit some crime and they do unlawful activities. They become outlaws because of their misuse of independence. So this material world is filled with outlaws. Practically everybody is an outlaw because they've given up this desire to serve Krishna and they're just trying to enjoy sept from Him, enjoy His energy. If you enjoy someone else's property, if you take someone else's property and try to enjoy it, what is he? He's a thief. Yeah, he's a thief. Just like a couple mornings ago, someone was trying to steal one of the devotees' cars here, and Bhakta Ivan went over and kind of chased him away. So this is the nature of this material world. People are thieves. So we're trying to become good citizens now in Krishna's kingdom where everything belongs to Him. So we're trying to utilize everything we can in His service, and we're trying to help others also engage in His service. And this is Narada Muni's mission, is to turn the non-devotees, the outlaws, into good citizens. And this is our mission also. Prabhupada gave us this mission to also help others also engage in this devotional service of Krishna. Yeah. It's a wonderful mission. Sarva, what is it? Sarva? That our mission is to make everyone happy? What is that? Sarvasikina Bhavantu. Yeah, what a nice mission we have. Huh? Yeah. Trying to help everyone become happy again. Yeah. And it's possible. There's great hope that it's possible. And we have this wonderful pastime, one of my favorite pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This great devotee, Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya, he invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to have lunch. So Lord Chaitanya came to his home, and his wife was serving prasadam to Lord Chaitanya. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, he had one son-in-law that was a rascal. And therefore he had this stick. Sarvam Bhattacharya was standing next to the door just in case his son-in-law comes and offends Lord Chaitanya. He would beat him with it. Pretty amazing, huh? Your son-in-law is such a rascal that he's got to have a stick to beat him if he offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what's interesting about this personality, Amoga, is he's born into a nice Brahmin family. But by bad association, he became an offender. He was envious of Lord Chaitanya. So the wife of Sarvacharya was serving prasadam to Lord Chaitanya, and Sarvacharya saw that she needed help, so he became a little inattentive in his guarding. So he went to help. But then this Amoga came, and he saw how much was being served out to Lord Chaitanya. And he said, "What is this? What kind of a sannyasi is this? That's enough for 10 men. What kind of renunciation is this?" And as soon as Sarvam Bhattacharya heard this, his eyes looked on to Amoga with eyes that could burn somebody. He was so angry. So he got up and he grabbed that stick and he went chasing Amoga. Amoga was younger, so he was able to get away. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, he came back and he was so disturbed, along with his wife, because Lord Chaitanya had come to their home to honor prasadam, and he was offended. And the wife of Sarvam Bhattacharya, she said, "May my daughter become a widow." And Sarvam Bhattacharya also, he just wanted this person to die. You know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to his home, and he's offended. So how did Lord Chaitanya take it? "It's not a big deal, you know. He's right, I shouldn't be eating so much, you know. I'm a sannyasi, it's okay, don't worry about it. It's okay." But Sarvam Bhattacharya, he didn't take it like that. So then Lord Chaitanya left. And the next day, Gopinathacharya, the brother-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya, went to see Lord Chaitanya. And he asked how Sarvam Bhattacharya is doing. And he said, "Well, he's fasting." And so is his wife. They're pretty disturbed. "Why? Why are they fasting? It's not a big deal." And Amoga? Amoga, he's dying. He's on his deathbed, dying of cholera. So immediately, Lord Chaitanya got up, and he went to where Amoga was, and he put his hand on his chest. And he said, "Amoga, you're a Brahmana. A Brahmana is naturally very pure, and therefore the Lord has a proper place to sit in his heart. Why have you allowed this chandala of envy to sit in your heart, now making it not a nice place for the Lord to sit? However, because you are the son-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya, all your contamination is now removed. And when the heart of a Brahmin is pure, then it's possible for him to chant the holy names of Krishna. So now, Amoga, get up and chant the holy names of Krishna." As soon as Lord Chaitanya said that, Amoga jumped up. Now, he's on his deathbed. He's about ready to die. he jumped up out of his bed and he started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And he's dancing. His hairs are standing on end. Tears are flowing from his eyes. He's in complete ecstasy, chanting the holy names of Krishna. And then he bows down to Lord Chaitanya and he says, Lord Chaitanya, please, please, please forgive me for my nonsense, for my offensive attitude. Please forgive me. And then he stood up and he started slapping his face as hard as he could. You know, not like this, but as hard as he could, just slapping and slapping, slapping his face, slapping so hard and so much that his face became swollen. And then Gopinathacharya, he grabbed his arms to stop him. And Lord Chaitanya just laughed to see that he had now become a great devotee. He actually became a great Vaishnava. Yeah, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So this gives us hope. We were also very fallen. Omoga was so fallen. Yeah, offending the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a horrible way. Yeah. But here we are, we're practicing Krishna consciousness. Right? We're chanting, we're hearing, doing so many devotional activities. So we're doing better. Yeah. Than Omoga was doing, right? So his credit was that he was a relative of a great devotee, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And our credit is that we are all followers of Srila Prabhupada. That's our credit. Either you're disciples or grand disciples, we're all followers of Srila Prabhupada. Now, can you imagine how dear Srila Prabhupada is to Lord Chaitanya? Can you just, I mean, I just can't imagine. Because Srila Prabhupada, he's the one that fulfilled the prediction in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Priti Vichi Achiyata Nagaradigram. He fulfilled that prediction. And it's still going. It's still going all over the world. The preaching is going on. So Omoga got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya because he was a relative of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So this is our hope, that we are also relatives of Srila Prabhupada. So, of course, it's not easy to attain a love for Krishna, but this is our hope. And also it's stated, Na prema shavanadi bhakti apivava. Na prema shavanadi bhakti apavoyo. It's not happening. So Rupa Goswami says, I have no love for you, my Lord, nor am I qualified to even hear your glories, nor am I born into a good family. I have no knowledge. Basically, I have no good qualification at all. But you are known as he who is merciful to those who are most fallen. So that hope that you will be merciful to me, who is so fallen, is burning in my heart. So this is our hope, that we're so fallen that Lord Chaitanya will show mercy to us. Yeah. And this love, this is the real wealth. This is the real wealth. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prema Dana Vana Vyati Dharidra Jivan Dasakori Vaitanya Mora Deha Prema Dana. So Lord Chaitanya, he's playing the role of a devotee. So he says, Prema Dana Vana Vyati Dharidra Jivan. But I have no love for you. But this is the real wealth. This love for you. So please engage me in your service. Please engage me in your service. And all I want is salary, is love for you. This is the salary that we're searching for. Money, money is nothing. It's actually such a disturbance. What do they say? Money is the root of all evil. It's not the root of all evil, but a lot of it. A lot of it. But this wealth, this love for Krishna, this is what we're aspiring for. And we're on the proper path. We're in the right direction to attain this great wealth. Yeah. Just have to continue on. One devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada. She was lamenting that she was struggling so hard, and it's so hard to advance in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada wrote back. He said, if you have these three things, then you'll be able to advance in Krishna consciousness very easily. You want to know the three things?
Yes.
He says, if you're enthusiastic, just be enthusiastic. Try your best with enthusiasm. Utsaha. And have patience. Have patience. It's not an easy thing what we're trying to achieve. Love for Krishna. It's the highest achievement. There's no higher goal that one can achieve. So we have to be patient. Yeah. And we have to be confident. You have to be confident, yes. This is the highest goal of life. So how do we gain these three things? By association. By association with devotees that have this enthusiasm, this confidence, this patience, and by hearing, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada's filled with all these things, all the wonderful qualities of the greatest Vaishnavas are there in Srila Prabhupada. So by reading Prabhupada's books, we're connected. We're connected to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said this is the best way to associate with him. Because this is the Vani. There's the Vapu. Just like Prabhupada, he would be traveling around the world and karmis would be sitting right next to him. Right? But what is the association? Prabhupada could be on the other side of the planet. It'd be no difference. They're not getting any association. They're right there, right next to Prabhupada. On the other hand, there could be another person, a devotee, on the other side of the planet, following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And he's close. He's very close to Srila Prabhupada. Because he's following the instructions of Prabhupada. This is what keeps us close. Yeah. Following the instructions. And so many instructions are here in Prabhupada's books. Right. We just have to keep reading. And eventually these instructions are going to sit very nicely in our heart. Yeah. And we won't want to give them up. Another devotee asked Prabhupada, what is the quality? How do we gain this quality of chanting Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada said, you'll know you have quality when you don't want to stop. So like we have this 16 rounds, we have to chant these 16 rounds. But when we've attained the quality of chanting Hare Krishna, we want to continue. And he said the quality comes from sincerity. A genuine desire to serve Krishna. That's where this quality of chanting Hare Krishna will rise. So we have to pray for that. Sincerity. Yeah. And Krishna, he'll give that sincerity. He reciprocates. This is love, right? This is real love. When he reciprocates, therefore, yayatamam padyante, all of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So every little bit of sincerity that we're praying to Krishna for, Krishna will reciprocate. If we want it, he'll give it. And you'll feel the reciprocation. You'll feel that reciprocation. So, of course, Narada Muni is he's my favorite of all the devotees. Such a wonderful Vaishnava. So, any questions? Comments? Corrections? Brigapati Prabhu? Okay, Brigapati wants the Bhakta to ask. Bhaktas are first here.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is awesome. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is awesome.
Oh, he's making a statement. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is awesome. Nice statement. Yes, Prabhu.
So, thank you, Prabhu. Nice class. Your sincerity and true devotion comes through when you speak. He was talking about how, you know, Narada Muni asked Krishna for the benediction of that he could always remember him. And then you quoted that verse, Smartavam Satsatam Vishnoyam. So, remembering Krishna is like, what's more important? Being able to say, remember a pastime, remember a quality, remember a form of Krishna. Like, say, some professional Bhagavatam reciters are obviously able to do? Or is it what's meant by remembering Krishna, just following the instruction of the spiritual master? In other words, you have, like, in one case, you might have a brahmachari or any devotee. They're doing their service. They're coming to the morning program, chanting their rounds, following the regular principles, and doing their service throughout the day. And they might not, at any point during the day, they might not remember one single pastime, one single quality of Krishna, one single form of Krishna. But they're following the instructions. What they're remembering is, what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do now? And they're doing it, okay? Or the person who's able to just kind of like rattle off Krishna's pastimes and, you know, talk about Krishna like that, but they're not doing any of those other things. They're not coming to any program. That they don't have any service, you know, within the temple hierarchy structure like that. So who's remembering Krishna?
Wow. Okay, thank you. There's many things to say about this question. There was a... In Mayapur, there was a devotee that was just chanting. He was just chanting all day long. And some of the other devotees, the managers, they said, Prabhupada, there's this one devotee, he's just chanting. You know, there's so many services we have to do, but he's just chanting. And Prabhupada responded, you think that's not service? That's also service. Of course, he wasn't able to continue. But Prabhupada said, no, that is also service. That is the main service. And as far as, someone is able to say so many pastimes, not doing practical service, but that's also service. That's also service.
What if they're not following the regulative principles?
Oh, and then that's another thing. That's another thing. If someone is not following the regular principles, then Krishna's not pleased. Yeah. Prabhupada's not pleased. Yeah. And therefore, imagine someone is going to offer some devotee, I'll give you $1 million if you eat this hamburger. Who would do it? Not me. Because Krishna's not pleased. We might get $1 million, but Krishna's not poor. We're just hearing Krishna's not poor. No. So our endeavor is to please Krishna. So if we break the principles, then Krishna, he's not pleased. Yeah. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
First of all, I think his examples were a little extreme. Because if you're a brahmachari, plugged into the program and doing service all day, you're going to remember Krishna. You've heard something from Krishna book, you've heard the class that morning, you will remember something about Krishna. But our overriding principle in this regard is Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Pratigna. That you have to do your service according to Shruti Smriti, and the overriding decision of Shruti Smriti is do what pleases the spiritual master. When the spiritual master is pleased, then things are revealed. It's not a question of your prowess, of memory and study and this and that. It's a process of revelation. So if you practice following the principles, following the program, doing service to please the guru will be pleased and things will be revealed.
Natural result will be you'll think of Krishna.
And what they taught us in Henry Street when I joined is concentrate on the service that you're given. If you're given a knife and some tomatoes to cut, concentrate on that. Don't cut your finger and put blood in Krishna's sabji. So don't artificially try to remember Krishna and Leela and this and that and then cut your finger. Concentrate on the service that you're given and the guru will be pleased.
Yeah, there's
when
a nice...
cutting sabji or distributing books or managing the temple, if you concentrate on that service, it pleases Prabhupada and then things will be revealed to you.
There's a nice pastime of Prabhupada. There was one devotee in Vrindavan. He was cooking for the deities. And he was cooking so much, he had no time to chant his rounds. So he approached Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I have no time. I'm cooking all day long for the deities. Prabhupada said, that's all right. You don't have to chant your 16 rounds. Because he was absorbed in the service. And he was absorbed in Krishna. Wonderful devotee. Wonder while he was cooking, he was chanting Hare Krishna. So he considered that a 16 round. He didn't have his beads, but he was chanting Hare Krishna. And another thing is Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He was the GBC in India with Prabhupada there. And he was doing so much service and there was so much headache and Prabhupada, I can't think of Krishna. And Prabhupada said, do you think Arjuna was chanting the 16 rounds on the battlefield? He was absorbed in serving Krishna. So still chant your 16 rounds, but I understand it's not easy. We're also declaring war on Maya, so it's not easy in the battlefield to remember Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
If I can just make a quick comment. I was reading in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita the other day, and Prabhupada is lecturing on, Bhagavatam, but he was giving extensive lectures regarding Sridhar Swami's commentaries on those particular portions of Bhagavatam. And
put your mic closer.
It was something in regard to chanting constantly. And that ultimately that what our goal is to be chanting constantly. But then Sridhar Swami makes the comment that someone who's engaged in the propaganda work of spreading Krishna consciousness is actually chanting all the time.
Mm. Thank you. It's like, yeah, it's Harinam. We're preaching. That's also Harinam. Give him the microphone. Tattvavid Prabhu.
I read a letter in which Prabhupada was making a deal with Garga Muni. His disciple Garga Muni wanted to reduce his rounds. For some reason, I'm not sure why, because I didn't see his letter to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada said, all right, you can chant 1 hour a day. I give you permission. 1 hour a day you can chant, and that's enough. But on the condition that when you're doing your service in the spiritual sky incense factory, you're always thinking of Krishna, and you never forget Krishna. Like the gopis of Vrindavan or some resident of Vrindavan, they never forgot Krishna.
Uh-huh. And there was this this person, professional tennis player, Peter Burwash. He wrote Prabhupada asking him if he could reduce his rounds. He was initiated. He wanted to chant 8 rounds a day and get initiated. Prabhupada said no. So, anything else? Yes. Microphones, come in.
You said Krishna consciousness is natural. So why does it feel unnatural sometimes or, part of the time?
Because we're contaminated. by the modes of material nature. There's a nice verse, iti sodasikam nama kali kundasanasanam natapratrapaya saravide chudasite. That if one wants to counteract all the contamination of this age of Kali and become free of all the sins of this age, there is no alternative than to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So when we get pure, then it'll be natural again to be Krishna conscious. Now we're diseased. We're in a diseased condition. Therefore, it's difficult to sometimes chant our rounds or to think of Krishna. We have to force ourselves. But eventually, it'll come naturally. Yeah. That natural purity will come out by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Krishna. Okay?
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yeah.
If you study all the Vedas but not find a better method, you can't.